Today is a wonderful feast day of our Blessed Mother. August 5th is the feast day of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major in Rome. There's a great deal of history regarding this ancient church. It's the oldest Catholic church in the world dedicated in honor of our Blessed Mother. It's also the largest basilica in the world in honor of Our Lady. And this particular feast day has a few titles. One is the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. The other is Our Lady of the Snows. I'm sure some of you have heard of that title of Our Lady. Well, going back to the ancient days of the church, a basilica or a small church was built there in Rome in honor of Our Lady. And then later on, a larger basilica was built. The tradition has it that there was a wealthy couple that wanted to enhance the shrine and actually to build a church in honor of our Blessed Mother. They didn't know where to build it. And they prayed, and on a particular night, August 5th, it got very cold and there was a snowfall. And there was an outline on this hill. And this was an indication to them that they should build this church at this very spot. That's why it's called the Church of Our Lady of the Snows. And for now, for well over 1,500 years, or now 1,000 years at least, on August 5th, they release white rose petals from the dome on this feast day of August 5th to remind us that it was Our Lady herself, it seems, who indicated where this beautiful church was to be built. This basilica is also called the Liberian Basilica because it was built in 366 by Pope Liberius. What's also beautiful about this church is that there's mosaics in this church dating back to the 400s. It's also a unique church because the relics of the manger are kept in this church. When you go, God willing, to visit, those of you, maybe I'm sure some of you have been there already. If you've not been there, it's one of the four major basilicas, along with St. Peter's, St. Paul, St. John Lateran, and of course, this is St. Mary Major. The relics of the manger are right underneath the high altar. When you go and look, you can see these ancient relics that have been preserved now for all these many centuries. Also, the great Pope Pius V is buried in the basilica as well. So it is certainly one of the great churches in the world. And that's why the church honors this particular feast day of Our Lady of the Snows and this beautiful feast day of the Basilica. But the underlying theological basis of this basilica is Mary, the Mother of God. That's the title that this basilica honors, the fact that she is the Mother of the Lord. And really all of Mary's privileges stem from the fact that she gave birth to the Son of God. Her Immaculate Conception was a preparation for her to bear the Christ child. Mary's assumption into heaven is really a result of the fact that she was the God-bearer, that her body was the living Ark of the Covenant, the living tabernacle of the Lord, and so her body was not allowed to decay and corrupt. It was taken up into heaven at the end of her earthly life. All the titles of Our Lady really stem and flow from this beautiful title, the Mother of God. It was at the Council of Ephesus in 431 that the Church officially declared, yes, we can call Mary the Mother of God. And in that prayer, the Hail Mary that we say every single day, I'm sure at least 50 times each day when we pray the Rosary, we say, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless you.